elamal klayim again shemitzvah to the kach. There's the mitzvah the kach means Rashi says zeros akostiv shlo yavnet ela shaklayim. The yavnet has to be shaklayim. So therefore, here it's mutter legvoya. But then echnami treifa that does not have to be from a treifa. You have no proof to say a vihutra. So back to the kasha, what do we need a pasuk for to say mina boker? Lo yitzias a treifa pshita. What's to have a mina to bring a treifa for a korban? All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next tape. Here we're holding daf vov amud aleph on top. Again, the shaila was that before we had a drasha of min haboker lo yitzias a treifa, that you cannot bring an animal that's a treifa for a korban. And the question is, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, a treif is not called mimashka Yisrael. Since a Jew cannot eat it, pshita, you cannot bring it for korban. What do we need a pasuk for? Smara try to bring limudin, smara's boy, I would have thought, yeah, and so far we slugged them all up. At last we learn now from tzitzis, that learn now from klayim, the klayim is hutru by the beged of a kohen gadol, by a kohen, by the avnate. This Gemara's teretz was on top of the above and aleph was malaklayim shemitzvos bekach. They can't bring any proof. That's the mitzvah. That's the gzeras akosiv that the avnet has to be made from klayim and the kohen has to wear it. So you have no proof for a case of a behema that you want to bring a treifa for korban. It doesn't have to be a treifa. So you have no proof, no havamin to say that a treifa should be kosher for korban. Samara says rather that Rav Shishi bred Ravidi Omar Mishum Dikul Meima. You know what the Havamina was that a treifa should be kosher for korban without the posik? Is because I could say Dikul Meima Lehed Dino Petesi B'mehatzad. Let me go over and learn out like two of them together with the Mehatzad. From each one separately we ask questions, but maybe let's do it two together and say like this. Ma'al Malika, L'chura, one raya was Malika by an oif, really it's a treifa. Like really it's possible outside the chulin, if you make a malika, it's a treifa, it's an avela. In kochim though it's mutter. So you see by kochim things are mutter, even though outside it's also. So on this we said no malam malika shekein kedusha soi oisrosa. But that's all part of the kedusha. That's part of the din of the korban of an oif is to make the malika. So the other way, Tosis explains before. The Torah says this svar shekeng tushosai yisrosa means pirus shek tushosai geremis lo lios chaluka v'yeinim oteres b'shchita kishar chulin. Because if it's ktushin has this din, you have to make a malika and not a regular shchita. So I can't learn out treifa. Samar says if so, I'll tell you maybe that chelev adam yachichoy, chelev and dam of a korban that you bring on the mizbeach, that should bring a proof. That it's not kedushasa yisrosa, it's also anyway, and still you can bring it on the mizbeach. So this you could ask, no, malachel v'adam shekein voye mechlal heter. Listen, it's coming from a behema that the rest of the behema is heter. So it's not so bad. It's not the whole animal that's treif, that's awesome. Here the whole animal is kosher. It's only the chel v'adam, but since it's coming from an animal that's kosher, maybe that's what the Torah says you're allowed to bring it on the mizbeach. But a treif you have no proof. So this the Gemara says, Malicha techiach, a knife that you make the malicha like bachulin is psula legamri, there's no pot that's mutter. So let the malicha be techiach, the Gemara says, and therefore v'chazer hadin, let's learn now one from the other. Loi roi zek roi ze, this chumra is not like that chumra, for loi roi zek roi ze, this is not like that. But akoponam atzad hasobah shabhem, what's the common denominator over here? Shasurin lehedyit. That they're both osur the malika and chelav adam to hedyit or mutarim legvoya, but our koponim when it comes to bring it for korban, it's mutar legvoya. So maybe in svar I would have said afa neyavi treifa, maybe treif also should be kosher to be brought for korban. That afa pish asur lehedyit, even though it's also for hedyit either treifa, but still maybe tay mutaros legvoya, maybe treifa should be mutaros legvoya. So therefore, take on this good one, need a posik minaboker. To the yoke to take out the treifa. Morris says no. Mal yatzar hashava shabim shekei mitzvosu mekach. Both to these two places, dam and chelav, that's the mitzvah, that's the only way to bring the korban. The malika, that's the only way to bring the yoif. Mashenkin and behemoth, that's a treifa, that's not the only way to bring the korban. You can bring a korban, it's not a treifa. Ela rather, Omer Rav Ashi, mishum diikul mem, you could say like this, that mi korad de dino pircha. that the first kasha we had to say like for sure treifus posel, I could ask a question on that. Then meichikomaisis lo, where did you want to say for simple svara to say that a treifus posel for korban mi balmum? Yet a kabochem like from a balmum, and you said what mal a balmum? You said a balmum that even though it's mutter lehedyit, still it's also a gvoya. So a treifus that's also lehedyit for sure it should be also a gvoya. Svar says no. He asked the question: Mal balmum shekain also bo makriven kriven. That by balmum, not only is the psul balmum and the behema, there's also psul balmum upon the bailim, upon the owner, upon the kain. I mean, the kain is also is a balmum is possible. Maybe that's why a behema balmum is possible for korban, because the kain is possible also. My shenkin of a kain is a treifa. There's no psul, so maybe a behema that's a treifa would be kosher for a korban. So that's why I need a pasuk. Oh, Malay Rav Acha Sabbat Rav Ashi, Yotzei Doifin Yechiach. I bring you proof of an animal that's a Yotzei Doifin, comes out of the side, it's not born normally. Shloyos Bo Makrivim Kekrivim. There's no psul of a kain as a Yotzei Doifin. There's only a psul on a behema. A behema that's a Yotzei Doifin is possible for korban, and still a mutal hedjit, even though hedjit's allowed to eat it, allowed to use it. So, and we also legvoya that a yaitzei doifin is also legvoya. It's sort of a short treifer also. That a treifer that's also lehedyit for sure it should be also legvoya. Smur says no. I'll tell you mali yaitzei doifin. But yaitzei doifin she can ain't a kodesh bechora. It has no kedushas bechor. If it comes out yaitzei doifin, it's not. There's no kedushas bechor. Maybe that's why it can be brought for korban. I will treifer, but treifer there's no psul. Maybe a treifa, if it comes out of a bechor, comes out of a treifa, still would have kedushas bechor on it. So maybe treifa is better than a yotzei doifin. So Nisda Gemara says no. Balmum yochiach, balmum will prove it. That balmum, even though it has a kedushas bechor, still it's not fit l'gvoya. But mala balmum again, shekain also boy makrivim kakrivim. But balmum has a special chumra that even a kain that's a balmum is also possible. So Nisda Gemara says no. Yotzei doifin yochiach. I'll bring you proof from the Yotzei Doifin, an animal that comes out through the side, that there's no psul if a kain comes out of the Yotzei Doifin, still the animal is possible for carbon. And therefore, v'chazer adin, I'll learn out one from the other, that l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, for l'roi zeh k'roi zeh, this is not like this, this chumra is not like that chumra, and that chumra is not like this chumra. But hatzad ha-shava shebem, what's the tzad ha-shava, what's the common denominator? Sheh mutaron l'hedyit, that these things, Yotzei Doifin and Balmum, is mutter for hedyit to eat it, to use it. And still the Esrum Legvoya, that it's also to bring it for Korban, a Yotzei Doifin or a Balmum. If so, in Svor, I should have said, the Kol Shechein Treifa Shasur Lehedyit, and the Kol Shechein the Treifa, that's also for Hedyit, Tita Treifa, so Te Yasur Legvoya, for sure it should be Yasur Legvoya. So again, we're back to the question, what do we need a Pasik Min HaBokar? Loitzi Yasa Treifa Pshita. Svor says, no, Mal Yatzar HaShavah Shebhem, Shekein Lehutrot Mikolam. There's no heta miklolon, a yotzei doifin, a balmum. There's no special heta for it. Tayom of a treifa, mashenken by an animal, that's a treifa. Shutru miklolon, there is a place, that one place it's muta. So since there's one place that it's muta, maybe I would have thought to say also it's muta for korbin. That's why I need the posik. Tadigmor says, oh, malay ravacha bread, the robe of the ravashi. Let's see. Treifa shahutru miklolon, mahi. Where is the case of the treifa suta mikloli? Where is this case? Elaine, if you want to tell me, malika do'ila soif, that by a korban of a malika of o'ila soif, that legvoya, that what that the malika is huta legvoya, that you let it burn, the o'ila soif, even though you only made a malika on it, which a malika by chulin is possible, so you see legvoya, it's huta treifa suta legvoya, Samora says, balmum namni, Biyofis Ishtruya Ishtori. If so, Balmum also. You should have said the same swear by Ipsul, but Balmum also. That a Balmum also, Biyofis is Ishtruya Ishtori. The work was Vidarshin, Tamas Vazichus Bebehemo, Viyain Tamas Vazichus Biyofis. There's no din that has to be a Tam by an oif, even though the oif is a Balmum, still is kosher. There's no chil between a Zohar and a Kever by Yofis. So if so, if you want to tell me Lugvoya, it's not Tam Hutra by Trefa, it's even by Balmum also. El Rav, the case is Malika the Chatis Soif Lekahanim. Means say by a Chatis Soif, when you make a Malika, the Kahanim eat the Boso. is either his hutra, even though really it's a treifa, by chul or be a treifa. There's the kanim, sometimes lachilas kanim, there's the heter to the treifa. Smur says again, no, kanim is meshuch and gevoy kozochi. It's not really their own heter straight to the kanim. It's also considered meshuch and gevoy kozochi. Rashi says, v'gabi gevoya, ashkechon val mum v'yoifes, that after mekloli surai, that v'gayet the gevoya, that's not enough smart to say you could bring a treifa, since it's sotu mekloli. Because the baal mum also is sotu mekloli. But baal mum is muta v'yoifes. And still we say, behemoth that's a baal mum, you cannot bring the gevoya. So you can't prove it to me, a treifa to say, since a treifa is sotu mekloli, meaning by a malika, because if so, maybe only Malik is Mutta. But by Behemoth, though, a treifa is possible. Just like you see, there's no psul of Baal Mum by Eifus, even though there's a psul by Mum by Behemoth. So Chitzi can't bring me any proof. Elamai from Kahanim. Kahanim is also considered like Gevoya. Sumara says, V'yela rather Porachoch, it is the question we should have. Mala Tarashavashabim, Shekain Mum Mum Nikar, Hataya a Yoitse Doifin, or a Baal Mum, the Mum is Nikar. Everybody could tell. Maybe that's why the Torah says you can't use it for a korban. But Yama v'treifa, Mashenka v'heimah v'treifa, Shekein ein Mumma Nikar. You can't tell. It's not Nikar that it's a treifa. Mishumachi, therefore, it's the Chura. That's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a treifa is possible a korban. But without the extra pasuk, I would have thought to say, maybe treifa since a sutta mikloloi, takut muta to bring for a korban. Now the Gemara is, the treifa miyocha nafka, is it true that you're learning out from the pasuk min habakar loyti as a treifa for the Gemara miyosam nafka, the pasuk in Yecheskel that says mimashki Yisrael means min hamutali Yisrael, that you can only bring a korban something that's muta for Yisrael to eat, or a treifa that's also for Yisrael to eat, you can't bring for a korban. And furthermore, another kasha, there's another pasuk also mikola sheyav or tachas a shevet nafka, that it says it has to be an animal that's ready for a korban that could go over the shevet, that you can count them, it could move. And mashma treifa is not called a chai, it's not called yavar, Rashi says. So in this pasuk also I would see that a treifa is not fit to breathe korban. So we dash from here, pratla treifa, shein averis. A treifa is not called an animal, that's a veris that you can count it like, from ma'isa beima, it does not have chiyus. So what do we need three psukim for to be mamayi at the treifa? Smor says, yes, tzrich, we need all three miyutim. Dim imashki Yisrael, if just from the pasuk in Yecheskel that the korban has to be fit to be eaten by Yisrael, have him, and I would have thought to say, l'muti heichad loy hoysel shas ha-kosher, dum yudi orlo klai kerem, maybe only something that's orlo klai kerem, that l'chitchila, when it was grown by Yisra, it never had a heta for Yisrael. That's what's pasuk for korban. But maybe a behemoth that was once a tam, was once kosher, and later became a treifa, maybe that would be mutter for korban. Avol hoysel shas ha-kosher, like a treifa, emet is kosher, maybe you still be fit to be brought for korban. It's kosher rachmona, that's the pasuk has to say no. Kol ha-sheyavor, it has to be fit, it has to have chiyus. And a treifa that doesn't have chiyus is not fit to be a korban. Now, if just for the second pasuk, vi kosher rachmona kol ha-sheyavor, have min arvura thought to say, lamuta hecha de nitrifo, ol of sefek disha. If first the animal was a treifa, and then you were makdish it, that the hegdish is not chal on a treifa. Dumia de maisa, just like maisa beima. Like when you have to count it, it has to be fit to be counted, it has to have chiyas to it. Ah, well, hegdisha, let's say first you were makdish the animal. Well, if so, if nitrifa later became a treifa, to be yidn of the yakdisha, heavy chaz, at the time when you were makdish the animal, it was not a treifa, it was a chai. So it was fit for the Kedusha to be chal. Emet is chasher, maybe you'll stay kosher and you'll still be able to use it for korban. Kosher rachmon and mina bokor, that's what says the third pasuk, or our pasuk here, mina bokor lois yes a treifa, that a treifa period is not fit to be brought for korban, even though the egdish was chal on it. But if now, before you makiv it, it becomes a treifa, mina bokor says that any type of a treifa is possible to be brought for a korban. Now the Mishnah says, Echod minchas choyto v'yechod kol hamanochis. Every mincha and hu adin minchas choyto have these halachis, and the Gemara will explain why it says separate here a minchas choyto, since it says kol hamanochis. But they all have this halacha that shekom tzazar, if a zar makes the kmit, says psula. Oinein, if a kohen does it, but he's an oinein, one of his mishpacha died, he's still an oinein, or else a tfuyoin, if he was tummy that day, even though he went to the mikvah, before Har Shemesh, before Tesh Kechavim, Ras Mechus to Begodim, a Kohen that's not wearing his Begodim, Mechus to Kippurim, a Kohen that has to bring a Korban yet, for his Kapara, or El Shalai Rochot Shadayim Vraglayim, he didn't wash his hands for the Kiyarim, Oral, a Kohen that didn't have a Bris Milah, Tomei, a Kohen that's Tomei, Yashiv, if he's sitting, Oimed Agabi Kalim, if he's standing, but not his feet that's on the Ritzpah, his feet is on top of a Kli, or else Agabi Behema, again, his foot is not on top of the Ritzpah, but on top of an animal, Agabi Ragli Chaveroi, that's a Chidash, even as Min the Minoi, so here it's Chaitzeitz, if the Kohen's feet is on top of somebody else's feet, Possel. In all these cases, if he makes the Kemitzah is Possel. Now, Kamas Pismoil, let's say the Kohen makes the Kemitzah with his left hand, also Possel. So Pasha Kohen to the Tanakama, that's a Psal, you can't do anything with it anymore. Then Beseirah, and Beseirah says no, Pasha means in the case of Smoil, where the Kohen took it with his left hand, is Yachzer, let him put the Kemitzah back into the Mincha, and the Yachzer, the Yikmas Bimin, let him make the Kemitzah over again. That's what Ben Beseirah holds, because even though Smoil is no good, for there's not Shafa Psal in the Mincha. Komat Viola Biyodai Tzor. Let's say Kohen made a kemitzah, took a handful, three fingers full, and in the three fingers full, there was a tzoror, there was a piece of pebble, or something, or a garg or melech, or else a piece of salt, or a kerich or levina, a piece of levina, posel, that's not called a kosherah, kemitzah. Why? Mifnei she'omer, because it was said like this, that ha'koymes ha'yoyser v'yachos a posel. If you have too much in the kemitzah, or you're missing part of the kemitzah's posel, the kemitzah has to be exact. Now v'yezer hoysa v'yezer heter shekantzu. What's called you have too much in the kemitzah? What's called hayeser shekantzu? Means mevoritz, where it's sticking out, where from your by your thumb part or by your pinky part it's sticking out there. That's possible. You have to smooth it out there with your pinky and with your thumb. And v'chosar. What's called a kemitzah chosar shekantzu b'roishet b'isav. You made a kemitzah only with the tip of your fingers, and not, you got the whole palm full. Like we'll see in the Gemara exactly how the kemitzah has to be. But I call upon it has to be a complete kemitzah, and nothing more, nothing less. See, if inside the kemitzah there was some salt or levain or a rock, so that took away place from the shemen and the flour. So it's called you're missing from the mincha, from the kemitzah, therefore it's possible. Now the Gemara says, Lomali lemis nechon minchas chayte v'yechon minchas kolam anachis. Listen, let it just say, Kol HaMenachas should come to Zav Yonin. Let it just say, period, all the Menachas. And it'll be included in Minchas Chayta. Minchas Chayta means, if let's say you were had Tumas Mikdash Kadoshov, or Yeshua's Bitoi, that you have to bring Korban HaLev Yeremet, and you bring a Chattas for that. So, you bring a Minchas Chayta for that. Says, so, what's the Chiddush? And Minchas Chayta has all these Psulim Shita. It says in the Mishnah, Kol HaMenachas. Samura says, yes. Maybe L'Rabbi Shimon Yitzrach. The Mishnah didn't even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learned like this. Omer Rabbi Shimon, that Bedino really should say Minchas Chayta to Neshem and Levoina. Really, Minchas Chayta really should have to have oil and Levoina in it. Why? Shlo Yeh Chayta Niska. Just because he did a Chet, he should not gain on the deal and be able to bring an easier, a cheaper Mincha. If so, Mavnei Ma Eina Tuna, how come the din is that Minchas Chayta does not need Shemen and Levoina? Shlo Yeh Karbon and Mahudor. We do not want his korban to look nice, his micha to look nice, since he's bringing it for a chet. And the same thing, over dinu really in svara, chetei chatis chelev tuna nesachim. When you bring a korban chatis, that comes because of a chet, so also really should have to have nesachim with the korban, like other korbanim. If so,